relationships online seem so perfect. Like, it looks like everybody is getting it right. Couple goals everywhere, proposals here and there. Everybody seems to be doing something good online. And then sometimes you're thinking, like, why is my relationship terrible? Like, why is my relationship filled with so many troubles and issues? Like, why does it seem like I'm not getting it right? And to be honest, I feel like every relationship is like that, both online and offline. But that's not the focus for today's show. Today, I'm actually going to be talking about how the relationship you have with yourself affects the relationship you have with others, because this is a very big factor. I am actually a living testimony of this particular fact, that having a very terrible relationship with yourself would eventually destroy every single type of relationship you have with other people, whether it's your relationship with your significant other, or your relationship with your parents or your children, whoever it is, probably your cat or your dog. Having a very bad relationship with yourself is going to hurt that. So welcome to another exciting episode of Value Quest, where we'll be digging deep into this particular topic that I'm really excited to talk about because I can relate. Building a quality relationship with yourself is one of the best things that you can ever do for yourself, because you can't give what you don't have. You can't give the love, appreciation, the care to other people if you haven't done that yet with yourself. Like, even the Bible acknowledges it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Do what you want others to do unto you. Yeah, so you need to actually practicalize self-love. You need to show yourself that love and care before you can pour that into another relationship. If not, at the end of the day, it's going to be very difficult and you're going to have issues, because you would feel like you're putting so much energy and you're going to be drained eventually. So the first thing I have for you guys is positive confession. It's very important. It might sound very basic, but trust me, positive confession is one of the best things that you can do for yourself. You need to learn to prophesy love. I said prophesy like you're some type of prophet. You need to learn how to confess love, to tell yourself that you love you, tell yourself that you're beautiful, that you're worthy, and that you are worth every single attention that anyone can give to anybody. Or even if nobody's giving you that attention, that you're worth every attention that you give to you. So you need to remind yourself, like, if nobody's telling you you're beautiful, sometimes some guys will be in my DMs and be like, oh, has anybody told you that you're beautiful today? Oh God, I've told myself and I'm good. So you need to always do that for yourself, because when you start hearing it from other people, it's not going to be like one special thing, because you're already dwelling in that beauty. You have that pretty girl energy. You know what I'm talking about. Another tip again I have for you guys is take time out for yourself. Like, take time to relax. Take time to just you. When I was younger, I actually used to be scared of being alone, and I was kind of reluctant when it came to you just being by yourself. In fact, actually, every single time that my mom comes to my room and I'm like, I just want to be alone, and she's like, no, that's wrong, because people believe that once you're just by yourself, a lot of bad things can happen. It's true though, depending on the kind of individual you are, but at the same time, taking off time for yourself also involves skincare routines, meditation, journaling, reading a book, listening to music, dancing by yourself. I do things like that, and oh my god, it is so relaxing. Even when it comes to exercising, that's exactly what taking out time for yourself looks like. It's so relaxing. It's so, you feel like you're a brand new person every single time you've gone the extra mile of doing some kind of skincare routine, and then your skin is glowing, or you read a book and you're feeling transformed, or you listen to a message and you're feeling so enlightened. Like, the possibilities are endless. Like, when you take out time for yourself, like, you can just tell how excited I am just by talking about this, because it's something I enjoy, and I've actually seen it have a ripple effect in my activities. Every single week that I do my skincare routine, or I'm taking care of myself, or I'm reading a book, or discovering something different. Okay, for instance, I started this new French course. I don't know if I can call it a course. I started learning French basically on Duolingo. Basic. And yeah, it's been really exciting, because I find myself chipping it in every single time I'm having a conversation with somebody. I'm like, I'm actually learning a new language, and it's French. And people are like, oh, didn't you learn in secondary school? But no, now I'm being intentional and I'm learning it and I'm enjoying it. It just makes me feel elevated. Like, it feels like I'm developing myself. So it increases my self-confidence. Do you understand? So take out time for yourself to develop yourself, to take care of yourself, to advance yourself. You understand? You can't be giving out so much energy when you've not put some energy in you. So you need to fill your tank and then give out the excess. Another tip again I have for you guys is the art of gratitude. And yes, the art of not being entitled. I don't know any other better way to rephrase that, but the feeling of entitlement can actually destroy you as a person. I don't know if that's like a strong word, because now I'm sounding like one pastor that is. But to be honest, actually, when you feel entitled to things and then you're not given, it makes you feel sad. It makes you feel deprived. So the moment you flip the script and you change your mentality and you feel like, okay, you know what? Life is a gift. Everything I do right now in my life is a gift, and I am humbled to have it. So even if I don't have some things, it's fine, because right now I'm optimizing the gift that is freely given to me at this moment. And whenever I have the opportunity, or okay, you know what? Let me make this example more practical. Take, for instance, you have parents that are meant to provide for you, right? And they're meant to feed you, they're meant to take care of you, but circumstances, you're not able to play that particular role in your life. And then you find out that every single time you feel deprived and you feel like, oh, I wish my parents were this, I wish my parents were that. But guess what? You cannot control your past. So how about you taking your lemons and making lemonade? How about you saying, okay, you know what, even if my parents are not perfect and they aren't doing what I feel like they should be doing for me, it's okay. So at this point, you're reducing every single form of disappointment, you're reducing the tendency of getting depressed, and now you're just flourishing with your resources. And it even serves as some type of motivation for you to actually achieve and accomplish your goals. Now, taking it to a relationship perspective, imagine you're with a partner and your partner doesn't necessarily make out time for you, time that you think he or she should be making for you. Your partner isn't doing that. And you feel this urge, or you feel this entitlement. Don't get me wrong, everybody wants that extra time, but when you're not getting it and you're like, you know what, even if my partner right now cannot provide this and that for me, maybe time, money, or whatever it is, it's fine, because I'm sufficient by myself. The moment you start looking at yourself as an individual first and being whole as a person, relationships get easier. Now you're not waiting for somebody to show you some type of magical love or appreciation or attention, because you've been able to provide all those things for yourself. So those are my tips for you guys today. I hope this particular podcast is very, very insightful, because this are practical things I'm currently doing in my life and I just love to share. So make sure you feel free to reach out to me. If you have any questions, please visit at ValueQuest on Instagram and Twitter, and feel free to leave us a message. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, guys. Until I come your way next time. Bye.